This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means this is Casual Friday. I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. And we've got lots of fun stories to talk about today. There will be no ranting on today's show.
I use that to actually, isn't that interesting? So I look at the computer, and by putting my hand right here, it bounces my voice back into the microphone. I've learned that over the years. Isn't that amazing? Because if I look at the computer and talk, I get low. But if I put my hand like this, I stay loud. Isn't that something?
That's interesting. I thought maybe you sound a little muffled.
No. It's because I'm looking at the computer at the same time. Anyway, we've got lots of fun topics to talk about today. There'll be no ranting on today's show.
No?
No.
How come?
Because I'm in a good mood.
So I guess we need to talk about first, when last week or 2 weeks ago when we had the last Casual Friday, we talked about French and Italian wines and how the guy told me that they're... is no pesticide on the grapes.
The guy who mysteriously disappeared the next week when we were in there, because we wanted to ask him questions like, oh, no, he's a regional manager. He's over 180 stores. He just kind of waltzes in and waltzes out. So what did we find out? I have to get this guy's name. Hold on a second. Because somebody messaged us on Superhuman Radio Network. And I believe he is from France, actually.
Yes, that's what you said.
Yeah, so hold on a second. Let me get to the messages here. How do I do that? So go ahead. You pick it up, and then I'll give his name.
Well, no, he just told us that that's not true.
Ivo, last name S-U. Ivo Su. He said, where did you hear that grapes, that the vineyards in France are all organic? French wine... They do a lot of preventative spraying in France. A lot of these wine businesses make over 100,000 bottles at a time. That's a lot of money, so they don't mess around with organic at all. Can you clarify where you got that information from about no pesticides?
The guy at the liquor store who was the regional manager, and he was very adamant that they do not spray in Italy or France.
Yeah.
I don't know where he got that from.
Well, he obviously didn't Google it Ivo said, just Google it. And so we Googled it and it was like, oh my God, they do spray in France. We didn't look at Italy. I just looked at France, but they definitely spray in France. So we passed on bad information thanks to the guy at, what's the name of that store?
Total Wine.
Yeah, Total Wine and Lies is their new
Total
name.
Total Wine and Lie.
Yeah. So there you go. So we're back to drinking organic.
Well, we haven't had any since the holiday. So
no, but still, you even said, well, I guess we're going to have to go back to Bonterra because that's the only organic wine. But interestingly enough, I saw an article that said that that even 10% of organic wines, there's traces of pesticides in.
So this article says, the Globe and Mail says that if you're interested in seeking out wines with relatively low residue levels, my inclination would be to focus on regions with dry climates, notably the dry zones of Chile, Argentina, and California.
And the reason for that is because a lot of what they spray, I've found out after reading on this, is antifungals, things that inhibit fungus and mold buildup on the grapes.
Hence dry climates.
Yeah, so the arid climates, you don't have that problem. And that sucks because I like wines from the Columbia Valley region, which is not a dry climate. That's pretty, you know, I would imagine that's kind of damp, if anything.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah. So there you go. We passed on a lie, and then we straightened it out. Thank you to Ivo Su.
Researchers published a list in 2008 of the worst offending countries where pesticides are concerned on the grapes. It included Hungary, Slovakia, France, Austria, Spain, Germany, and Portugal.
So that means that Chile and what's the other place that he said?
Among countries faring the best were Italy and Argentina.
Argentina, Chile, and Italy. So we have to reserve those wines, I guess.
United States and Canada were not part of that study.
They didn't want to turn over their information, probably.
So, I did read this in 2010. 25 million pounds of pesticides were sprayed on the grapes in
just the Napa Valley.
Napa Valley, 25
Napa.
Million pounds.
And so, I commented on an article recently. You know, I do not doubt that humans are having an effect on climate. I don't doubt it. Just the way we've had an effect on the purity of water. Just the way we've had an effect on adulterating foods. But one of the things that's very, very missing from the discussion about climate change is conventional farming. So we blame it on cow farts and fossil fuels, but no one's talking about the nearly 8 billion pounds a year, 8 billion with the B, pounds a year, of chemical herbicides and pesticides that are sprayed globally, which all scientists agree have the same effect as fossil fuels on the atmosphere and make their way up into the atmosphere. And I just find it dishonest to have this discussion where we're talking about cow farts. Oh, well, we have to do something about the cow farts. But no one's talking about all the herbicides and pesticides that are also contributing to the problem. Have you heard anyone ever mention herbicides and pesticides in the discussion?
No, not even my cousin who commented on that, who is very deeply involved in agriculture.
And moved to Napa Valley.
Yeah, said, oh, that's an interesting...
I'm going to look into
it. Yeah.
I mean, it's really intriguing to me that somehow a big ag has found a way to avoid being pulled into that discussion when they belong in that discussion.
So Thanksgiving was great. We got to meet a couple of our listeners.
Yeah, Rick and Ryan Pack.
We had a wonderful visit with them.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
It's nice being around people who are like-minded and, you know, that's why every time I get together with people from the show, I think we really need to do like a superhuman nation meetup somewhere eventually. Mm-hmm. Just to get everybody in one spot so that everybody can meet.
That would be fun.
I know.
So our turkey was amazing.
So good.
But you don't tend to like turkey that much.
I am not a big turkey fan. It's my least favorite of animal proteins to eat. And like, I'll eat chicken thighs and I'll eat chicken drumsticks, but I hate turkey drumsticks. I just don't like them. I love duck, you know, waterfowl. I like fowl. I like poultry. I like chicken.
But duck is so fatty.
But
that's
the fat
why
is,
I don't.
The fat
I,
is
I,
good.
I understand it's good, but that's why I don't like the taste of it.
Yeah, but see, I like the taste of duck fat, but I don't like the taste of turkey fat. In fact, every year somebody will mention to me that they take the carcass and make turkey soup. And we made turkey soup one year, and I thought, this is disgusting. Turkey fat is disgusting. It just doesn't taste good. It doesn't smell good.
You asked, too bad we can't find something to do with all this turkey fat.
So if somebody could figure out, like, oh, my God, turkey fat improves skin quality in women, then we'd have some. Because turkey fat is, like, the hardest fat to get off of anything. It's harder to get off than lard, tallow, which we use in our household, duck fat. Turkey fat, once it gets on something, it's like you can't get it off. It would make a great lotion, I think.
So I asked you this question earlier this week, and I don't know if you looked the answer up or not,
No. But
why don't we eat turkey eggs?
And I said something revolting, right? I says, because it comes out of the turkey's butt. It's turkey poop. And that's all I had. That's it.
That's not a very good answer.
No, I know. But I know. Why don't we eat turkey eggs? After you said that, I thought, well, okay. From my perspective, if it tastes like turkey, I don't want to eat their eggs.
So Americans eat about 250 chicken eggs per year. And then we also eat duck eggs, quail eggs, and edible emu eggs.
Yeah, they become popular. And remember Myron?
Uh-huh.
The little Amish kid? And we asked him, so what's the difference between the duck eggs and the chicken eggs, Myron? Remember what he said? They're richer.
They're richer. Well, turkey eggs are totally edible. People who have backyard turkeys have reported that their eggs taste remarkably similar to chicken eggs.
Who the hell has backyard turkeys?
Maybe people, I don't know, raise them. We have neighbors down the street from us
chickens.
That have chickens.
Yeah, and a rooster. Right.
Talk about suburban farming.
Yeah.
So the turkey eggs are slightly bigger. The shell is slightly tougher. And the membrane between the shell and the egg is slightly thicker. But other than that, there's really no difference. The U.S. produces 233 million turkeys. In 2015, they did, according to the National Turkey Federation. And the turkey is the most fourth most popular meat in the country, behind chicken, beef, and pork.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because chicken, beef, and pork taste so much better than turkey.
So there's plenty of turkeys around. Why are the eggs so scarce? It turns out to be a combination of factors. Turkey producers pretty much decided to not bother entering the egg market. For one thing, they lay eggs less frequently than a chicken or a duck, about one per day. A turkey lays two per week. So the one per day was the chicken and the duck.
Right.
A turkey lays two per week.
Right.
And turkeys are more expensive to raise. And basically, they hatch the eggs
right.
instead of eating them.
Right.
To grow more turkeys.
Yeah, that makes
or
sense.
Or to raise more turkeys.
Think about that. So chickens technically have a baby a day. I wonder what the actual survival rate of an egg is. If a chicken is allowed to do what it wants to do with its eggs, I wonder if it still lays an egg a day while it's sitting on eggs. And do they really end up with 5 chicks, 6 chicks, 7 chicks a week? That's amazing, like to reproduce at that rate. It's startling.
And I wonder if they, once the egg gets taken away from them, if they miss it.
Yeah.
Like you know, if...
Maybe that's why they lay an egg a day, because they want another baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you open the egg yolk article?
No, I did not, but I can open it really quick. So let me get that.
I want to talk about the color of
egg yolks. Now, we talked about this with Chelsea when she was on the show.
Chelsea, by the way, is our farmer's daughter who raises the chickens and
the eggs. Yeah, Chelsea's eggs, yeah.
And what did Chelsea say?
Chelsea did a show. She said, you want the chicken yolk, you want the egg yolk to be a bright orange, not a pale yellow. You want it to be proud, to stand up tall and firm and not be flattened out looking.
Did she say why that you want it to be a bright orange?
Yes, she said because it has more lecithin in it then.
And did she say how she gets it that way?
She feeds her chickens orange crayons, I believe. No, I don't know. It's probably something in the feed, I would imagine.
She didn't say what?
No, she didn't say what, but, you know, I would imagine that choline is part of the orange color, I would imagine. And then also whether or not they're fertilized makes a difference as well.
In a 2015 paper, the Journal of Biological Chemistry, there was a man named Dr. Leroy Palmer who identified the chemical culprits that make the yolk coloring, and those are the xanthophyllus and the carotenoids.
Okay.
But not everybody likes the bright orange yolks. According to this, historically, pale egg yolks were taken as a sign of sick or malnourished hens, but that's not always the case. In many African countries, white corn is typically part of the feed, so it's low in carotenoids, and so the hens eat that and produce the egg yolks that are pale. And so I guess they're accustomed to the pale.
Right.
And then I think in some European countries, richly colored yolks are not universally preferred. According to the UK website, yellow-egg.com, the color of the eggs is concerned. Europeans are unanimous. They like pale yellow yolks.
And not the bright orange ones. But the bright orange ones clearly have more carotenoids in them, and carotenoids are good for you because it's an antioxidant.
Right.
So what would you think? Do you think that you would rather have a bright orange or a pale yellow?
No, I would prefer the bright orange.
Yeah, me too. And then apparently the proudness of the egg yolk, that it stands up and it's firm, is indicative of the health of the chicken.
So the xanthophyll extracts, like lutein, maybe she said lutein. Xanthan, zex, I can't ever say that.
Astaxanthin?
Zeaxanthin.
Okay.
And
vitamin A.
Cantaxin.
Oh, cantaxanthin and astaxanthin.
Zex, Z, it starts with a Z. Is the Z silent?
I don't know. I think it's pronounced astaxanthin.
So they put marigold leaves, yellow maize, green feed like alfalfa, orange peels, algae, carrots, and annatto seeds into the
feed
for the chickens to eat.
And that's what Purdue did. They put marigold leaves in their chicken feed to get their chicken's breast meat to be that beautiful color that it is. So this must be a common thing to do with chickens for the eggs and for the flesh as well.
Synthetic pigments, it says, can be naturally more powerful, but the consumer preference is for natural ingredients.
Of course, because the pigment is in the egg, you're eating it. And if it's synthetic, you're eating that synthetic pigment. You know what I mean? We definitely want it. This is where modern food manufacturing gets it wrong. They focus on, let's make them more orange, not what that's supposed to mean. And what that's supposed to mean is a higher degree of antioxidants in the yolk, not that it's just orange. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I, for one, prefer the orange yolks.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Susan let them eat pumpkin at one point?
That was the turkeys. Oh, no, that was the chicken.
Well, no, it was the turkey, too.
Yeah, it was the turkey. So 1 year, she had all these pumpkins left over. She fed the turkeys pumpkin, and the turkey that we got from her was delicious. It actually had a nutty flavor, but the meat was that color. It had more of an orange cast to it. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take a break. We've got lots of good stories today. And by the way, I just looked at the message again. His last name is Suvi. Ivo Suvi is the guy who told us, hey, you're wrong about the French wine being organic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the
go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Tom Jones. So, did you know that December 2nd is National Mutt Day? Oh, say that again. I'm sorry. I had your mic close. I'm sorry.
Not only is December 2nd, but July 31st is as well.
Why do they get 2 days, Mutt?
They have 2 days as a National Mutt Day because it's actually known as National Mixed Breed Dog Day. And the reason why they have 2 days is because they want a constant awareness about mutts. People, when they get animals, they tend to want like the full breed animals.
Yeah, right.
And most of what you find in the rescue centers or the rescue shelters are mutts.
Right.
Because people don't necessarily want a mixed breed.
Right.
They want a full breed. So they celebrate it 2 dates per year to raise awareness of the plight of mixed breed dogs in shelters around the nation.
You've owned dogs when you were a kid, right?
When we were kids, yes.
Were they mutts or were they purebreeds?
Probably both.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I never thought about it, but I guess a lot of people that I see walking dogs on the in our neighborhood walking mutt would have considered mutts.
Walking or putting them in strollers.
No, that's Los. You're talking about Los Angeles. Never have I seen anything like that, in L.A. In L.A., people put dogs in strollers like babies and push them around town. It's the most ridiculous and absurd thing
I've
ever seen.
Dogs need to walk.
Well, I mean, forget about the fact that it's absurd, right? That you're playing baby with your dog, but these dogs need to walk. They don't need less activity. They don't need to develop diabetes and cancer at the rate that they're developing when people like that own them. Silly.
80% of the dogs in shelters are mixed breeds. So anyway, so today is National Mutt Day.
So go out and get yourself a mutt.
Also, while we're on the subject of pets, did you know that secondhand and thirdhand smoke may be making your pets sick?
And it makes sense, right?
It makes sense, but who thinks about that? I mean, when I saw that, a light bulb went off because you don't typically think about the pets in the house of a smoker.
So, okay, let's take it to an extreme. Another article that you sent to me talks about how if you're a smoker and you have a fish tank, your fish are getting sick because the particulate matter in the smoke lands on the surface of the water, sinks into the water, and the fish breathe it in. So they're effectively smoking cigarettes as they use the water to get oxygen out of.
Nicotine is very toxic to fish. So both the secondhand and thirdhand smoke contain a lot of nicotine. And that nicotine dissolves in the water, and the fish inside it are, when they're exposed to those toxic levels of the nicotine, develop muscle spasms. And they get rigid fins and loss of color, and they die.
And so if you know someone who smokes cigarettes and also has a fish tank and is always complaining that their fish die, you may want to suggest to them that the reason that their fish are dying is because they're exposing them to tobacco.
And birds, you know, birds in the house, if they're very sensitive to air pollution, and it causes changes to their respiratory system, similar to what you see in children that are exposed to cigarette smoke.
It makes sense. I mean, look, if kids can get sick from second and third hand smoke, then why not pets? It's just silly.
Birds can develop irritated sinuses, pneumonia, allergies, lung cancer, feather plucking, eye problems, skin abnormalities, heart problems, and fertility problems.
How sad.
Guinea pigs are as well. And of course, cats and dogs. And cats, when you think about a cat, they clean themselves.
So they're licking the nicotine off their fur.
And a common area for a cat to develop cancer is on their underneath their tongue from where they're
in a smoker's home.
In a smoker's home, yes.
Oh my gosh, how sad!
And then for dogs, they can develop changes in their airways and their lungs, similar to those found in people. But I think that they talk about dogs who have bigger, long noses, like a greyhound or a Doberman.
A collie, yeah.
They have a double risk of nose cancer.
Wow.
Their noses filter out a lot of inhaled tobacco smoke particles, which stay trapped in their noses, so less gets into their lungs. Unfortunately, this puts the tissues inside the nose and sinuses in contact with a lot of toxic cancer-causing particles, and it leads to an increased risk of nose cancer in dogs.
How sad. I wonder if people who – I know people love their pets. I wonder if people who still smoke and they smoke in their home and their pets are trapped in their home with them realize the harm that they're doing to their pets.
Well, I think about my aunt who had all those pets.
What did she have? She had cats, right?
She had cats and dogs.
Yeah, that's so sad. That is sad. The pets don't want that. they don't want it.
No, and you could smell the cigarette smoke in her house, even when she wasn't smoking.
We went to her house towards the end of her life, and she said to us, "You don't have to stay at a hotel. You can stay here. I've got lots of room." And I just remember thinking, "Oh my God!" Like the smell of third hand cigarette smoke is just so strong in there. I couldn't even imagine being like staying in there for very long.
Well, and I think they also talk about electronic nicotine delivery system. Is that the same thing
vaping?
Is that the same thing as smokeless tobacco?
Yeah, vaping. Yeah. Yeah.
E-cigarettes, e-pipes, e-pens, e-hookahs, and e-cigars.
Yeah. So what they basically do is they use an element to vaporize so you can inhale without burning something, without setting something on fire. Yeah.
Some studies have shown that the aerosol made by these devices may expose you, and therefore your pets, to higher than normal amounts of nicotine and other toxic chemicals like formaldehydes. So you're going to get the same result with these systems as you would from a cigarette.
The volume of vapor that comes out of a person's lungs. So I drove past the guy. He was in a PT Cruiser, and he had this thing in his hand that looked like it was like a walkie-talkie, but it had a like a mouthpiece on it. And he would draw in on that, and when he exhaled, I swear to God, it looked like he was exhaling a cumulonimbus cloud. It was so much vapor that I didn't know what he was. I had to pull up next to him to look at what, and then I realized, oh my God, he's smoking out of one of these vaping devices. The volume of vapor that he exhaled every single time was startling. It was like it was like 1,000 times more than what you blow out from a cigarette. And all I kept thinking was that, like, whatever he's smoking, he's getting like 1,000% more of it in his lungs.
We were somewhere and I saw someone smoking, and it seemed like there was a lot of one of those
vaping
devices.
Like, some of the vaping pens are small, right? They're very small. They're like very long. But this thing looked like a walkie-talkie with a mouthpiece on it. I swear to God. He was holding it like this, like his hand was wide around it. And he would suck in and blow out. And I swear, it was like, holy mackerel, what the hell is he doing?
So then would a nicotine patch be a better alternative, or a nicotine gum?
I think that those people like to
try and
yes,
to stop.
But that, yes, those people who are vaping are not trying to stop smoking. They're just changing their delivery system. They're not trying to stop smoking. But yes, a patch or gum would be a better alternative if your objective is to stop smoking and stop vaping entirely.
Okay, so a couple days ago, Philip Morris International said that they are going to eventually stop selling cigarettes.
Right.
It's what its chief executive officer told the BBC on this past Wednesday. So they have a smokeless cigarette, which is already on sale in over a dozen markets, including Japan, Switzerland, and Italy. And I guess they're going to go strictly to the smokeless tobacco.
Yeah. So basically just non-combustion. They're not going to use a combustible product like tobacco.
Well, this heats the tobacco enough to produce a vapor without burning it.
Yes.
And
yes,
they believe that this will be less harmful than cigarettes.
Yeah.
And what do you think about that?
Well, less harmful than cigarettes. It's like saying a .22 caliber bullet is less harmful than a 12-gauge shotgun slug. Absolutely, but neither one of them are good. Look, your lungs were never made to inhale stuff like that. They weren't made to inhale clove cigarettes. They weren't made to inhale. What's that new thing that people they're vaping? Herbs now, rosemary. Your lungs were never made to do that. You're causing an inflammatory response in your lungs that is going to cause you problems.
So how is smoking marijuana different than tobacco?
It isn't, except you don't smoke 20 cigarettes a day. You take a couple puffs off of a joint and you're done for, you know, the rest of the night. Basically, it's the volume of smoke that it comes down to. I mean, I guess Snoop Dogg smokes 20 joints a day, but most people just smoke a little here and a little there and they're done.
How do you know that?
How do I know what?
Snoop Dogg smokes.
Oh, because he brags about smoking weed all the time. Constantly.
By 2025, there will still be more than 1 billion smokers worldwide.
That's a lot. It's a lot. And, you know, think about it. If the government really gave a damn about people's health and lives, they would do something to curtail and shrink tobacco use. They don't, because the taxes that they make on tobacco use, and I'm sure vaping has federal taxes on it as well. They make billions of dollars in taxes. They don't want that money to go away. They need people to keep smoking.
Yeah.
So it's sad.
Okay, so when we come back from the break, I want to talk about floating.
Okay. Like in the pool?
Well, we'll see.
Okay, stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Speaking of superheroes, we have a superhero listening to us today, live.
From very far away.
From Kuwait. John Parker.
Hey, John Parker. Gosh, I can't believe he can listen live from Kuwait.
Technology is amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I guess he's, I wonder if he's listening on his phone or
and what
his
time
computer.
Is it there?
I think we talked about this, and I seem to vaguely remember that it's 5 hours later there or 6 hours later there, I think.
Oh.
And since we have a one-minute delay, he'll probably text us in about a minute and tell us what time it is.
Well, hey, John Parker, thanks for listening live. So I want to talk about floating. Have you ever heard of floating? People are going to places that have... one place in Louisville, it looks like a pod.
Right.
Floating on cloud 9 is what it's called. And it has a pod that you get into and you float.
These are back in the 80s when I was in Las Vegas, I had been doing some business with Steve Wynn's brother-in-law. And Steve and his brother-in-law had these two
they look like sarcophaguses. You know what I mean? Like that the Egyptians buried people in.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little hatch that opened up. You get in it. You're in complete darkness. They use a very, very high salt water, which makes you... they use Epsom salt? Okay.
Uh-huh.
But it's a high salt content water because you're more buoyant in salt water. And him and his brother-in-law would get in there and think about things, like when they were trying to work problems out. And they claimed that... And they called them think tanks. Before, the common think tank is an organization where a lot of people get together and mastermind. They used to call... His brother-in-law... used to call it a think tank. Oh, well, me and Steve, we use our think tanks to work problems out. And he showed them to me. And they were big, like almost, they looked like little submarines, but they had a hatch on them. And you got in and you closed that hatch and you were sealed off from the outside world.
Well, that's what it looks like at the place here in Louisville. It looks like a pod that you get in, you close the door. Well, I guess it makes some people claustrophobic.
I would imagine so.
They have a place in L.A. that looks a little more appealing to me anyway. It looks more like just a big tub or a hot tub or a big tub that you just – it's flotation therapy. Basically, you get in. They ask you to be naked instead of with a bathing suit on because there's so much Epsom salts in there. The chemicals could – of course, bother the bathing suit, they say.
Ruin the material. Yeah.
But, and you have to shower before you get in and shower before you get out. I mean,
after you get out. Right.
But it's for de-stressing and mental relaxation.
Chase, I just remembered something. My son Chase called me about 3 months ago and said that he did it in San Diego.
Oh, what did he say about it?
He liked it a lot. I told him the same story about Steve Wynn and his brother-in-law. That they had those back in the 80s, and they used to call them think tanks. But yeah, they're like isolation chambers. You have the ability to get out whenever you want. There's a handle on the inside, so it's not like, I don't know why people would be claustrophobic in there, but it's pitch black. There's no light in it, and you're just floating. And because the water has such a high salinity level, you can't sink. You can't go under. If you try to, like, push yourself down, you bob right back out of the water.
No matter what you weigh.
No matter what. In fact, anybody who's been to Israel and gone into the Black Sea, which I have, you know what I'm talking about. If you try to dive under water in the Black Sea to swim, you dive underwater, you come right to the top. You can't stay underwater in the Black Sea.
Why is that?
Because the salinity level and the mineral level in it is such dense water that it increases your buoyancy like 1,000%.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It says the point is to lie down and let the water carry you.
The Dead Sea, not the Black. I'm sorry. The Dead Sea. I'm sorry.
The point is to lie down and let the water carry you, while mental clutter just falls away.
Yeah. And I can see that. It's probably like crowd surfing. You know what I mean? You kind of trust the water. You relax. And also there are some people who say that it brings you back to the womb. When you were in your mother's womb, you were in this amniotic fluid. Sound was muffled. It was pitch black in there. And a lot of people think that it returns you to like almost like a fetus environment.
Well, I, for one, would like to try this. It looks really interesting to me.
Where did you see? So they have one here in Louisville?
They have a couple here in Louisville.
Yeah, we should definitely check it out. Do they have one for couples or just one person at a time?
Well, don't you think it would be better to do one person at a time?
Depends on what your goal is. Okay, if your goal
is
to clear your mind.
To clear your mind and relax and
yeah.
Less stress.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
And plus, why would you want to go there for anything other than that?
I don't know. Elise is shaking her head. So it's 9 p.m. in Kuwait right now. Oh, it's called a sensory deprivation tank, John just said.
Sensory deprivation tank.
Yeah, and I can see why they call it that. We actually have to take our break now to stay on clock, and then we can go into a full segment when we come out of the break. How's that sound?
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned.
There are a few problems.
products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Speaking of Snoop Dogg, welcome back. What do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
Oh, I want to talk about oats.
I love oatmeal.
I do, too. I love that, the gluten-free oats. And you said that Alex said
that all oatmeal is gluten-free, relatively gluten-free.
Yes.
Once you grind it to make it quick oats,
and the husk comes off, I believe that's where the gluten is. So
there are no GMO oats.
That's interesting. And so Cheerios just made a big deal about we're going to be GMO free.
But there's no GMO oats.
It's almost like that restaurant. We went to a restaurant one day.
Gluten-free restaurant.
The guy goes, can I get the chicken fingers? Because that was actually the only thing on the menu that we could eat. And he looks at me and goes, do you want the gluten-free chicken fingers? And I'm like, there's no gluten in chicken. He goes, well, we use cornmeal instead of breading, instead of wheat flour to bread them. So since corn is gluten-free, they're gluten-free chicken fingers.
So I guess oats will never be genetically modified for a variety of reasons.
But let's be honest, it's
economic and political.
Well, economic. Yeah. It's not a big enough crop for Monsanto to make billions of dollars on. So they're like, well, we're not going to bother with that.
And plus, the global acreage devoted to oats has fallen by 58% in the past decade. And this is according to General Mills.
Yeah.
That's in part due oats aren't particularly efficient or a profitable crop, and that's why they're not genetically modified. But I also too think that they are hard to genetically modify. They're a hardy crop, and
that's the thing. They're a hardy crop, so they get by on their own. They don't need a lot of herbicides and pesticides. They seem to be pretty resistant to a lot of their natural
right,
enemies.
And it says that they dominate fields and keep weeds out naturally, and they generally need less herbicides and pesticides than similar grains.
There you go.
So they couldn't make enough money on them. Also, the oat genome itself is contains 6 chromosomes in their genomes, making them particularly difficult and expensive to modify.
Good for the oats.
Yeah, so Yay. Eat your oats and not your corn and soybeans.
Well, popcorn is not genetically modified either.
Once again, you learned that here on Superhuman Radio
and you know
on Casual Friday.
Yes, and you know something? It makes sense, right? So popcorn, they only use popcorn for what? Popcorn. So it's not a profitable crop. It's not like as though it's going to be used in all these different areas where there's going to be billions of acres of it every year. And so there's no reason. And plus, it's hardy. Those of you who know anything about popcorn, you know that it's not like traditional corn. It's hard. It's hard. It's like a rock. They're like pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Bugs don't eat it, and probably mold doesn't affect it. So it's a hardy crop.
And do you know what you call the corn that doesn't pop when you make popcorn?
Yeah, you call them little bastards.
No, you call them old maids.
Seriously?
They're old maids, the ones that don't pop.
That's sexist. So what? So in other words, because they're not fruitful, they're old women.
All I know is that that's what we used to call them when I was a kid.
Well, that's sexist. You better just stop that right now.
I don't think there was any political meaning behind it.
Yeah. I call them little bastards.
So that's not sexist or racist or what did you call it?
Sexist, yeah.
Olive oil trade groups sues Dr. Oz.
You know, look, I've stuck up for Dr. Oz on occasions where he deserved to have someone stick up for him, right? When he talked about the apple juice and children's apple juice and apple products having high degrees of, what was it that it had in it? Oh, I can't think of that poison now. Arsenic in it, right? And I said he was right to say that. And, you know, they came down on him big because he has a big following. When he says something, it means something. Well, you know what? He's not lying here. A lot of olive oil that makes it into the United States is adulterated with other oils. But you can't say that when you're Dr. Oz.
The North American Olive Oil Association has filed a lawsuit against Dr. Oz. I guess on his episode on May 12th, he said that 80% of the extra virgin olive oil that you buy in your supermarket isn't the real deal and it may be fake.
So I would imagine a radio show with his resources went out and bought olive oil off the shelf and tested it before he made that claim.
We've talked about the fact that there is a lot of adulterated olive oil out there. We've had Vitina Feo from Papa Vince on the show. She talked about how in Italy, it's very common for them to cut olive oil that they sell into the United States with other things like soybean oil and canola oil. And people don't know.
That Papa Vince olive oil, I was making zucchini the other day, and I put just a little, not even, it wasn't even a, it was maybe, it wasn't even a table, a teaspoon, maybe. And I put that in the pan, and you could smell it.
Yeah.
You can, and it just smells so good, and it, the color is so green and beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt that there is good olive oil out there. However, at the same time, I also don't doubt that there's horribly adulterated olive oil products out there. Bertolli got called on it. Remember? Bertolli, they got called on it. I mean, so Dr. Oz's problem is that he reaches a lot of people, so when he says something, it impacts businesses globally.
Well, it says here the group argued that Dr. Oz's statements caused harm to their business and their reputation, and they're seeking legal damages.
No,
they're seeking
damages
and legal fees.
Shame on them. You know what's hurting their industry and their business? The fact that it is now being understood that there are unscrupulous people out there selling olive oil that are adulterating it. What they need to do is not go after Dr. Oz, but start penalizing people testing products inside the industry and exposing the crooks. That's what they should be doing. But no, they're going to go after Dr. Oz.
So we need to talk about the world's oldest person. She had a birthday this week, and she turned 117. And guess where she lives?
Where?
In Italy.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Does she live in that little town?
I
wonder if she lives in that little town.
She's thought, her name is Emma Morano, and she's thought to be the world's oldest person and the last to be born in the 1800s. Oh. And she turned 117 on Tuesday.
And she looks good.
And she said her secret to longevity is to eat 2 raw eggs a day and... also, no stress. She got rid of her husband when it was, you weren't supposed to get a divorce back in the day. And she did it because he caused too much stress.
Beat her. He was abusive to her. Yeah, I read the story the other day.
It was not a happy marriage. They had a boy in 1937 and the baby died.
After just 6 months.
And he says here he was an abusive husband.
Yeah. So she eats raw eggs every single day.
Yes.
So how do you like that? Everybody who makes fun of me eating raw eggs. I'm going to live to be 117 years old.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, we actually have to take our break at the top of the hour coming here. So we have some good stories to still cover.
New strategies for antidepressant therapies.
Yeah, get out and exercise. You want to stop being depressed? Get up and move. That's the number one thing. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Now this one that keeps it to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. It was a ragamuffin track and he must have new top players come feel the keys. Step up my own, hear this. I know this little
girl, her name is Max. Have you ever heard of a singer called Shaba Ranks?
No.
I gotta turn on some good music. I got to expand your horizons on music.
When Rick and Ryan were over, Ryan asked me what was on my
iPod
playlist.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I have some really old songs on there. I was a little embarrassed. I need some new songs on my iPod.
Well, Shaba Ranks is an old. He's old too. I mean, he's from the 80s, really.
But I have lots of good stuff on there. I have some Beyonce. I have some The Weeknd, and you know. But I just couldn't think of them at the moment.
So you said the Mamas and the Papas.
I said the Casey.
I love Mamas and the Papas.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh yeah, that's old. Yeah, that's old.
Yeah.
All right, so this is really interesting. So let's, you take it from here.
Okay, so a new study that just came out of Penn State this week, it says new strategies for antidepressant therapies, increasing the activity of the neurotransmitter GABA in the brains of depressed mice had antidepressant effects.
Okay, so now let's hold on a second. Let's stop there before we read on. So everybody in the audience right now, because we are the enlightened ones. Let's be honest, okay? Let's say what it is thinking to themselves, oh, so I just need to take GABA.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
Right? Oh, so if you're depressed, just try taking some GABA.
Exactly.
Okay. But when you read on, what does it tell you? We think that we need to start taking drugs that enhance and increase GABA.
The discovery lends new credence to the idea that GABA-enhancing drugs could serve as rapidly acting and more effective antidepressants.
And so you know what drugs they're talking about, right? Neurontin, which is called gabapentin, which has unbelievable, disgusting side effects, like it destroys your brain. But they're going to give people that instead of saying, oh, go to the health food store, buy GABA, take 3 grams 3 times a day, and you're fine. No, they'll put them on a drug. It's just crazy, right?
It just boggles my mind.
So I talk about this all the time, and it fits into this discussion. So whenever the discussion comes up about alcohol and marijuana, I say, well, it's interesting because we actually have an endocannabinoid system, and we have a cannabinoid receptor on the cell. And that means that we evolved under the exposure of cannabinoids. We do not have an ethanol receptor, right? It's not like for millennia we have been exposed to alcohol, so we developed an ethanol receptor. Instead, what the ethanol does when it gets into your bloodstream, whether it's from wine or vodka or whatever, is
It intoxicates. It's toxic to the GABA receptor. And this is why depressed people probably drink alcohol. You see a lot of women who don't get on HRT, and they start drinking every day. They're drinking wine every single day as they get it, because it's probably acting like GABA, and it's satisfying the GABA receptor phenomenon. So this makes perfect sense why depressed people turn to alcohol.
Increasing evidence suggests that dysfunction of GABA is also a major culprit in major depressive disorder, the most common and costly brain disorder, and a principal cause of suicide, the primary cause of death among young people.
Now, think about this for a second. We have a pharmaceutical industry, a mental health industry, a psychologist, psychiatrists, and everybody in between that are promoting a serotonin link to depression. And what these people here are saying is, no, it's not that, it's GABA. So we've been entrenched in bad information. People are committing suicide on antidepressants right now.
Yes. And it was last year, wasn't it, where we knew three or four people that committed suicide, and they were all on antidepressants.
Yes. Yes.
So we're going to talk about bipolar disorder in a bit, but there has been a 4,000% increase in bipolar disease in the past decade.
And no one's asking why. They're just looking for ways to treat it.
4,000%.
Yeah.
Could it be that they're over, not prescribing, but saying that people have bipolar and really don't?
Are they overdiagnosing? Could be. Or could it be something in the diet? Could be. Could it be a change in the microbiome? Could be. Could it be the lack of healthy omega-3s and too much omega-9s and 6s that are causing inflammation? We know that that leads to depression. Could be. Could be all these things. But the thing that I find most interesting is that medicine and science doesn't look for why. They just look for ways to derail it. So in other words, these are the symptoms. Let's just derail the symptoms, and then we've found an answer. Instead of going, wow, why are we seeing a 4,000? I mean, it could be cell phones. How do we know that cell phone exposure in certain classes of people aren't causing these problems? We don't know. But no one is looking for why. They don't never look for why.
Well, so this is what's scary to me. So you see, the primary cause of death among young people right now is suicide. And then you see out this week also, this is from November 27th, stroke is on the rise in people in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah. Huh.
That was unheard of years ago.
Right, right. And I've said this. Diseases usually associated with the elderly are striking younger and younger people. And over the course, in fact, Ryan and Rick Pack and you and I sat around the table and I said this. I said, you know what's going to happen? 500 years from now, there's going to be a complete thinning of the herd. We're not going to need, a plague, the Black Plague or something like that to kill millions of people one time. Slowly, what's going to happen is children are going to develop diseases generally associated with elderly people. At 8 and 10 and 12, we're seeing it now. We see colorectal cancer. We see breast cancer. We see stroke. We see diabetes in children, in 8, 10, 12-year-old children. Those children will not have children. Their genes will be erased from the gene pool. And over the course of the next few hundred years, the population is going to start to dwindle because children are going to get diseases before reproductive ages and die, and they're just not going to have children. And we're seeing it already. We're starting to see this already.
While stroke rates have been declining for people in their mid to late 50s and older, a new report from the Journal of the American Heart Association has found rates more than doubling for people aged 35 to 39, and more than doubling for people aged 35 to 39, and doubling for people aged 40 to 44.
And what else are we seeing in that age group? So much so that they made a movie about Alice. What was that movie? Alice.
Alzheimer's?
Yeah. We're seeing all of these effects to the brain right now in people in their 30s and 40s. Things that we never saw until people were in their 70s and 80s.
So According to the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, stroke is currently the third leading cause of death in the United States.
And we talked about this recently. I had to get those keys out of my pocket. They were stabbing me. We talked about this recently, right? My interchange with the neurosurgeon at dinner that night, saying, you know, have you heard about type 3 diabetes and it's linked to Alzheimer's disease, and him going, no, it's not that simple. All of these things we're seeing have a metabolic beginning. They're all starting from metabolic beginnings. I posted something this morning. It was a little meme because I'm trying to, exploit social media more. It basically said, you know, you get both your genetics and your lifestyle from your parents, but you can change your lifestyle. You're not a hostage to your genetics. Change your lifestyle, change your outcome. But we don't have people that understand that. We have people that are just doing the same things that their parents did. Their parents are getting sick. They're doing it at a younger age. They're getting sick. And all of these, almost 99% of what we're seeing today, have metabolic origins. Diet, inactivity, improper sleep, the list goes on and on.
It says here as to what's causing the decline in older generations versus the increase in younger
generations. Yeah, they're taking care of themselves, right.
The researchers pointed out early life influences risk, pointing to such differences as childhood diets as a mitigating factor, higher rates of obesity, diabetes, and failure to take prescribed medications to lower blood pressure and cholesterol may be contributing to the upswing.
Yeah.
Which?
Well, I mean, you know, again, that comes back to metabolic disorder at a younger age. You know, most of the people, look, you and I, when we were kids, we were out, we were active, we didn't get all the drugs that kids get today, we didn't have the poor quality of diet that kids have today. We didn't get the vaccine load that kids have today. I mean, you can't deny that stuff. You just can't deny it. And no one wants to look at it. No one wants to talk about it. So, interesting.
Are we taking a break or can we continue?
No, we can continue. We have a little more time in this segment.
Okay, so I'm going to stay with the millennials for a few minutes.
Can I just say something real quick?
Sure.
Is it just me that gets, like, a little creeped out when one of these pop-ups with Dr. McCullough shows up asking me, does he kind of look a little creepy to you?
No.
Okay, I guess it's just me. Something just popped up saying, you know, want to know what 1 million subscribers know? And you're supposed to sign up for the newsletter. It's got him standing in the corner looking at you. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of creepy.
So I'm going to stay with the millennials for a few minutes here. They evidently have a rise nationwide and in New York City in sexually transmitted diseases.
Mm.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the, what is that hookup site that they have?
Oh, Tinder?
Tinder.
Yeah. I mean, if you're having more sex and you have a sexually transmittable disease, you're going to transmit it more often, that's for sure. Somebody had a brilliant idea the other day. It was somebody from one of the Facebook groups said, I'm going to start a new dating site just for people with STDs.
Interesting.
And I thought that's really smart because if you have an STD and you don't want to give it to somebody else, then you can hook up with somebody who already has an STD and there's no harm, right?
New numbers out from the CDC reflect national trends that show our young people are choosing riskier sex and paying the price in STDs and infections. Cases of syphilis are up 30% since this time a year ago. Reports of gonorrhea and chlamydia are on the rise.
Wow. I mean, gonorrhea. I mean, chlamydia has been around forever. It's a yeast infection, basically.
Well, it says STDs and STIs can lead to fertility problems and make one more vulnerable to contracting and spreading HIV.
And there you go. So that fits back into the discussion that we're going to see people not having babies, right? So fertility problems are on the rise all over, you know? Interesting. Very, very interesting. You want to take a break now?
That's fine.
Okay. And we have more stories. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So let's stay with the bipolar disorder for a minute.
Well, so if you recall, I mentioned earlier that there has been an increase of 4,000% in a 10-year span of bipolar diagnosis.
Right.
Well, it's been in children and teens mainly that the increase is happening in children and teens.
So it's my experience that with psychoses, they show up during puberty.
Okay. Parents who have children who are schizophrenic will tell you that all the problems started around the age of puberty. So when sex hormones kick in, they seem to either amplify or change the landscape of the brain where these disorders show up.
Okay, but also, four times as many children covered by Medicaid received antipsychotic drugs compared to children whose parents have private health insurance.
Which makes you wonder if they're just exploiting the availability of money to write prescriptions for nothing.
That's why I said that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very suspicious.
So, I mean, and think how, I mean, what they're doing to the children. They're taking these antipsychotic drugs.
Yeah, it ruins them. It ruins them. It ruins their chances of having a normal life. Very sad. It is. You know, I can't help think about the changes that happen in the fetus, in the womb, in the brain, because of the mother's diet and the things that the mother is exposed to, like endocrine-disrupting chemicals and phytoestrogens and all this other stuff, and then how that may set up a brain that is that when the child starts to produce sex hormones, these things are triggered too. I'm not sure that all bipolar diagnoses are inappropriate. I do see what you're saying about the obvious. It looks clearly like they're exploiting Medicare, Medicaid, because of the availability of funds, where a private insurance company is going to be a little bit more hands-on and asking the right questions to find out if that child really has a problem.
Okay, so let's back up. Let's talk about bipolar disorder and how it presents itself. Bipolar 1 disorder, also known as a manic depressive illness, causes unusual shifts in mood, energy, activity levels, and the lack of ability to do everyday tasks. Symptoms include periods of depression alternating with periods of energized behavior called manic episodes or mania. And the second type of disorder called bipolar 2 disorder, a person with a less severe manic episode called hypomania may be productive and may not feel like anything is wrong, but this hypomania can then switch to major depressive episodes.
That one makes me wonder. So I've known people in my life that were bipolar, that were true bipolar, right? They would literally spend weeks in bed, not get out of bed, not shower, literally not be able to get out of bed.
But
they would go from that extreme to the other extreme, which was they would go to Atlantic City and gamble away every penny they had, then start writing bad checks because they, in their head, they believed that they had the money. So that person has a problem. The second diagnosis that you just mentioned, person is, you know, becomes depressed. There's a lot of people that could fall into that category and be misdiagnosed.
Symptoms of depression include feeling sad or hopeless, not having energy, feeling like you can't enjoy anything.
That could be diet related.
I mean, that could be anybody.
But that could be diet related. We know that people who are deficient in omega-3s, they suffer from severe depression. We know their brain doesn't function properly.
Symptoms of mania include elevated or irritable mood, increased activity and restlessness, racing thoughts or talking too fast, and a decreased need for sleep. I mean, those can be like racing thoughts or talking too fast. Couldn't that be induced by having too much caffeine?
That's actually every millennial. you talk to them and they talk so fast that like the words just dovetail into the next word.
So they're increasing the medications that they're giving these children and teens. It's no wonder that there's
high suicide rate.
Yes. Yeah. So we talked about suicide rate being the primary cause of young people's death right
now.
No wonder.
I'm so glad I am not raising children in this time in life, because it's got to be terrible for a parent, because once you get indoctrinated into that system, you can't get out. Once your child is in that system, they can't get out. It's terrible because they take your kid away from you if you refuse to give them the medication.
So according to this, the insurance system, a doctor or hospital, cannot bill without a diagnostic code, which requires a diagnosis of some form of established disease or disorder. So they have to diagnose to get money from the insurance system.
Right, right, right. And that's where that, what's the name of that book that the psychology industry, the mental health industry puts out?
The
diagnostic, yeah, mental diagnostic. And they add stuff to it all, like they added, if you bite your fingernails, they call that chronic grooming. That's actually a diagnosable disease now. So those of you who bite your fingernails, according to the mental health industry, you have a problem. They make everything a problem now.
Okay, so according to the National Alliance on Mental Health Illness, on mental illness, 7% of all children seen at psychiatric facilities fit the bipolar disorder criteria. That's bizarre.
Like let's look at their lifestyle. Let's see what the hell's going on at home. Let's like address this without drugs first.
The drugs given to children diagnosed with bipolar disorder are lithium, anticonvulsants, and atypical neuroleptics.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
But I can tell you that lithium is a very, very harsh drug. Very harsh. And it builds up in the brain. That's all they ever used to use. When I first heard about bipolar disorder, that's everybody got lithium.
So. Okay, so while we're on the topic here about disorders or whatever.
Right.
I don't want to get political, but Alex posted this article and I really wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
Many Americans across the country are still grieving over the election. And as a result, sadness, stress, frustration, and other anxiety-driven feelings, many folks are turning to food for comfort. And so they're calling it the Trump 10. People are gaining weight.
Like a pumpkin, Trumpkin.
They're calling it the Trump 10 because people are gaining weight.
10
pounds.
Trump 10. Okay.
Post-election.
Gotcha.
Well,
so look, this is really an indictment on how elections occur. If you keep telling the population, if this person's elected, it means the end of the world. If this person's elected, it means that you're going to be asked to leave the country. If this person's elected, your opportunities are going to go down. If this person's elected, you'll be raped and no one will, because that's effectively what the media kept saying. So when people hear that constantly, and then that person's elected, obviously there's a certain level of anxiety that comes with that. I blame the media. I blame the people who built those messages because none of that stuff's happening. All the things that they said were going to happen. Don't forget, when Donald Trump was election, the day before the election, the stock market literally took a nosedive. And everybody said, this is because they're worried that Donald Trump is going to win. And then the night of the election, the stock market continued to go down. And then everybody said, if Donald Trump wins, our stock market is going to crash.
Gosh.
Right? So people who had money in the stock market were like, oh my God, they were panicking. Then obviously what always happens right after the new election is the stock market rebounds.
Well, and it's still going up right now.
Right. So my point is, look, the media, okay. From an evolutionary perspective, we are designed to seek out the danger in our environment. This is why the news, if there was a news report every single night and they told you all the great things that were happening in the country, no one would watch it. No one cares about that. People care about danger. Tell me what the danger in my environment is, because we are hardwired for that. So the problem with this is the media, the news, they exploit that. They amplify the importance of what they say is the danger, and people feel it to their core. And I blame the media for this. I blame the media for people. The media scared the SH out of people.
They're calling it reminiscent of post-traumatic stress.
Well, I got another opinion on that. Look, unless you were in Vietnam or unless you were in Kuwait and an IUD blow, I mean, if you're at home and you're not a victim of child abuse or something, but you're just living normal life and you're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, you have a something, you have a problem with your ability to cope with stress. It's not that, you know, too many people today. Someone cursed at me. Now I have PTSD.
Where's the accountability? That's what I said.
There's no responsibility for people's own lives today. But with that being said, I blame this on the media. The media told people that if Donald Trump is elected, the world is going to end. We're going to be in a nuclear war. The stock market's going to crash. And none of that happened. And people are like, oh, my God, I'm worried now. I'm so worried about my future. Shame. Shame on the mainstream media. Shame on them all. I don't care what party you like. This is not a partisan statement I'm saying here. What I'm saying is we have to stop this nonsense where we tell people, if you don't vote this way, the world is going to end. Because there's a lot of stupid people out there who believe you. And now we're seeing the after effects of that. Now it's going to take a year for the country to come back together and go, oh, wow, none of those things that they told us was going to happen happened. And no one will remember that the media told us that. They'll just move forward because we're so myopic. All we can see is the day in front of us and the day behind us and nothing more.
Okay, so when we come back from the break, I want to talk about actually a hospital in Michigan that is growing organic food in a greenhouse and serving it to their patients.
God bless them. Wow, talk about heroic efforts to help people. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the keto lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Casual Friday, the most popular show on our network. Why is that? Elisa Profumo, that's why. Okay, what are we talking about first, Elisa?
Going out of the break, I talked about the hospital in Michigan.
Has
a greenhouse that they are growing organic foods in, and it's called the Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital, and they have a 1,500 square foot greenhouse, and it accompanies an education center, so they actually grow the food there. They give classes on how to cook it, and then they also serve it in their cafeteria also.
So what's the incentive for them to do this? Like, why did they do this?
The greenhouse programs provide education to help our community understand the healing power of food. They have customized workshops, field trips, and tours. They have a demonstration kitchen cooking classes, gardening classes, educational programs for kids, including farmer for a day chef for a field day trip, patient therapy programs, and seasonal farmers markets. They are making money and putting the money back into the hospital as well.
Wow, this is kind of cool. It
says the smallest changes in your diet can have a big impact on how you feel, which is why the greenhouse is full of healthy fruits and vegetables.
It's a beautiful greenhouse, isn't it? Look at that.
Our goal is to create a better quality of life for people and communities we serve by setting a new national and international standard in wellness education. And in doing so, take health and healing beyond the boundaries of the imagination. This is amazing. They should do this everywhere.
Yeah, but they're not going to. This is not part of a large... The Henry Ford Health System, I wonder how large they are as compared to some of these other health systems out there.
They grow cherry tomatoes, microgreens such as kale and Swiss chard. They grow basil,
herbs,
cilantro, yeah. Dill, parsley, chives, sage.
They make their own pesto. How cool is that?
They
produce a ton of organic produce every single year. Projected value is $12,000.
700 pounds of basil gets turned into pesto and sold at the farmer's market.
Wow. So not only are they helping the people who are at the hospital, but they're using it as a revenue source as well.
Yep.
Excuse me. Interesting. You're not going to see many hospitals do this. You're just not. It's too much work for them. They'd rather just buy something in a bag.
I read somewhere about how when this patient was in the hospital with cancer, they were feeding her just really terrible food like, I don't know, Jell-O and just food, the pizza, and
yeah,
things that a cancer patient shouldn't be eating. And they didn't have fresh kale and Swiss chard available for the patients at the hospital. They had to eat what they were given.
When they intubated my sister when she was dying of Parkinson's disease, and I got with the dietitian, I said, show me what you're going to be feeding her, because it was going to be a liquid diet. It was effectively soy protein and corn syrup and some vitamins, and that was it. And I said, well, what if I go out and get raw milk and whey protein and we mix the stuff ahead of time? And she's like, you could do that. She says, but no one here is going to change that bag. No one's going to put that bag on her because we can only do this. This is all we can do. And I just remember thinking, this is a person who's dying. Is your goal
just to let her die, or is your goal to try to turn it around? Because you're not going to turn it around with soy protein and corn syrup. I mean, it's just sad.
I can't believe they were giving her corn syrup.
I read the ingredients. That's what it basically was. And some vitamins and some minerals, and, you know, that was it. Now, you said pizza. Now, if the pizza was made by Real Good Pizza Company.
Real Good Foods Pizza Company.
Real Good Foods Pizza Company. They're going to be a sponsor of ours. You can't believe that you can love pizza again and not feel guilty. This stuff is amazing. The crust, Elisa found out about it through Shannon Yorton Penna. And so we ordered a couple cases of it. The crust is made out of chicken and Parmesan cheese, and it tastes just like crust when you bake it off in the oven.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I ate a bunch of them last night. I had one today.
It has 25 grams of protein in one, and they're not big. They're kind of small.
No, they're small. It's like a personal serving.
It's like a personal pan pizza.
Yeah, personal pizza.
A personal pizza, and it's small. But one has 25 grams of protein, and I think it was only 4 carbs.
I had the because Elisa doesn't eat pepperoni. I had the one with the pepperoni. I mean, it was like I there's times where I really want a piece of pizza, but I just won't do it. Now I can have pizza again. These people are brilliant. The guy over there is AJ, the owner. What? And you know something? I haven't talked to him yet about this. But remember when we went to, we were in New York.
The Quality Italian.
We went to Quality Italian, a restaurant in Manhattan, and we ordered the chicken parmesan, and they brought us what looked like a pizza. And I was like, we didn't order pizza. He goes, no, that's the chicken parm. But what they've done here is they've taken it a step further. So that was chicken breast pressed together. They've actually taken what I'm envisioning, ground up white meat chicken, you know, like almost like into a powder, mixed with Parmesan cheese and made crust out of it. It's unbelievable. Folks, wait. We're going to have a special coupon code and a special offer just for the audience. You will be able to love pizza again. It will fit your macros. It has no gluten. It has no grain in it. You won't believe this. You'll want to eat them all day long, I guarantee.
Well, I want to go back to New York just to go to Quality Italian.
I know, right? That was amazing.
That was an amazing restaurant.
Yeah.
Speaking of food, there's a 29-year-old anorexic woman who won the right to refuse being force-fed. Basically, she's dying and she
wants to die.
A New Jersey Superior Court ruled Monday that she can refuse being force-fed.
I mean, look, I think that if you want to die, you should be allowed to die. I mean, seriously. Why is that a problem for people? If you've come to a point in your life where you think this life is not worth living, why should other people get involved and go, no, no, you've got to stay alive?
That's a shame for a 29-year-old woman.
Well, we did a story about a woman who said she lost her sparkle and wanted to die. Remember
that? She lost her sparkle, yeah.
For life.
If she was 50.
Yeah, she was only 50 years old. I mean, but you know what? What's the alternative? She drinks, becomes an alcoholic, gets ill, and lives for, you know, another 5, 6, 8, 10 years miserably? I mean, this girl doesn't want to live. Let her go.
Yeah, I guess so. It said that the judge met with her, and she signed a that she was oriented and understood the court case, and that she signed a practitioner's order for life-sustaining treatment document that stated in declining medical intervention she wanted to live freely without being bothered by anyone.
Good for her. I mean, look, I'm sad that that's where her life ended up. But come on, if she's at that point in time where she's of sound mind and judgment, and she has decided, I don't want to live anymore. This sucks. Let me go. Then let her go.
She has to have a lot of other issues besides the anorexia. I mean,
oh, well, anorexia destroys your body, destroys your brain. It destroys everything. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible disease.
The doctors involved have determined that her current health status was irreversible without heroic measures. And that her late terminal anorexia nervosis diagnosis means that the overall effect of her illness of her body has left her with no chance of recovery.
Yeah. So why would you want to go on? Let her go.
I just think that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Look, we're empathetic to any person's pain. You can't be a real human being and not feel pain from other people and want the best for other people. And, you know, but it doesn't work out that way. And when you get to that point, you have to make hard decisions sometimes.
Also, in another one of the Eureka alerts that I receive, in the BMJ case reports this week, there was a woman who was told to take an herbal tea to drink comfrey, which
comfrey,
is
yeah, I've heard
which
of that.
Is to help ease insomnia, and the leaves look very similar to foxglove.
Oh my God, foxglove will kill you! That's where they get digoxin from.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she had a handful of what she thought she purchased a handful of what she thought were comfrey leaves from a local market and brewed them into a tea. And
it
ended
fox
up
glove.
Being foxglove.
And she died and her heart stopped.
She had an irregular heartbeat.
Bingo.
I'm not sure. I don't think she died, though.
Oh.
Did
lucky
she?
Her. She must have went right to the hospital and they stabilized her.
Yes, she went right to the hospital and was in life-threatening condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
So Digitalis or Digitech or... digoxin is a drug given to people who have irregular heartbeats. It slows the heart down, and the lethal dose and the therapeutic dose are like a milligram apart. So I think I may be off on what I'm about to say, but what I just said before that, the lethal dose and the therapeutic dose are so close together that a small deviation can kill a person. But I think like the therapeutic dose is like two milligrams and the lethal dose is like 3.5 milligrams or something like that. And so, I mean, that stuff has been known. My father almost died from that because of the coating on the pill was inappropriate and let it release too fast. And he had to go to the hospital and they had to keep him on life support until his heart stabilized.
After 5 days of monitoring her heart, returned to normal rhythm, and she was discharged and went home.
She was lucky.
So she got lucky. But, yeah, so I guess the comfrey and the foxglove both have the same looking leaves. They're both very
So
thick.
Did she go back to the place that she bought that stuff? And, like, I mean, I hope she told them before other people buy that stuff and use it. Holy mackerel.
It doesn't say that here in the British medical journal.
Wow. Talk about a bad, bad buy. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, so just be careful. Now, I mean, you can plant foxglove in your yard. As a matter of fact, I planted it, but then I later took it out.
Yeah.
Because animals can eat that.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty.
It's very a beautiful flower. But
it grows straight up, and the flowers look like bells.
And they
hang.
And has a ton of beautiful flowers on it.
Yeah, and they hang.
Mm-hmm.
The flowers hang. And they look just like bells, like you would imagine that you could ring them. They're just beautiful. And it grows every year. It grows taller and taller and has more of these bells on it.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think that animals can eat that, too.
Of course.
So
it hurt them, too.
I took it out of the yard. Yeah. I didn't want that to happen.
And we sold it to a place, and they sold it as comfrey. We have to take our last commercial break. And what do we have to talk about when we come back?
Lack of sleep is causing the U.S. economy up to $411 billion per year.
All right, we'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So as I said, going into the break, the lack of sleep among the U.S. working population is costing the economy up to $411 billion a year.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
And you know what? Is that just productivity, or is that also the health care that goes to these people who don't sleep well?
Well, and that's just the U.S. working population. That right. doesn't include people who aren't working, so it's going to cost more money for those as well.
Yeah.
Lower productivity levels and higher risk of mortality resulting from sleep deprivation. Sleep deprivation increases the risk of mortality by 13%. Increasing nightly sleep from under 6 hours to between 6 and 7 hours could add $226.4 billion to the U.S. economy.
Wow.
And we could use that money.
Yeah, we need to think about this stuff, you know. We don't think about it, right? We just assume that, you know, oh, whatever sleep you're getting, you're fine. But nobody talks about it.
So I guess Japan follows the U.S. closely, and then Germany and the U.K.,
as far as sleep problems.
Canada was the nation with the best sleep outcomes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Which I found interesting.
Yet another reason to move to Canada. how about this? These badass biker gals?
Yeah, so I guess there's a biker gang that's been delivering breast milk from the New York Milk Bank for premature babies whose mothers have trouble breastfeeding.
How cool
But
is
what
that?
I find interesting about this article, that is interesting, but it's also interesting that the breast milk is pasteurized. So they're pasteurizing the mother's breast milk.
Yeah, it's terrible for it, right? I actually talked about a study not too long ago where they froze the breast milk to see if that has the same effect on the pathogens. And it has the same effect as pasteurization. It destroys the good bacteria as well. You know, in the effort to pasteurize milk, any kind of milk, cow's milk, human milk, to kill any potential pathogens, we kill the microbes that are good for us, that should be there, that we should be ingesting with the milk as well. And no one has really assessed the effects of those. And that's why when you drink raw milk, you know, people say, oh, I can drink raw milk, but if I drink conventional milk, I get nausea, I get diarrhea, I get stomach problems. Well, that's because there's an enzyme called lactase in raw milk because babies and baby calves don't produce it, so it has to be in the milk. And so the lactase helps you digest it if you are lactose intolerant. That's destroyed during pasteurization.
Is there lactase in Thrive?
Yes.
Interesting. And so that's why people who are lactose intolerant.
We have an enzyme complex, protease enzymes and lactase enzymes.
Yeah. So what about low heat pasteurization?
It's gentler. More of the good stuff survives. But it's still not the same thing as raw. It's just not. We are working on something exciting. I can't even talk about right now, but something that the next generation of Thrive is going to have, and it's going to change. It's going to be a game changer in the industry because nobody's got it. So, but the closest thing to raw milk ever, the closest.
So, there's a company out there that creates Barbie-like dolls,
mm-hmm.
But they are made to model real-life
yeah.
women.
Yeah,
and they come with extras such as stick-on acne and stick-on tattoos and moles. And well, now they're going to add another unique accessory to the dolls.
And?
It's a wheelchair.
Because a lot of kids are in wheelchairs now.
I
think that's good. There's a lot of kids that have illnesses that where they're, you know, sequestered to a wheelchair.
So they're doing it so that children who are different will feel like they fit in better.
So Taylor, my daughter Taylor was born, she was born with infant eczema. And it used to get so bad that her little fingers, where your fingers bend, they would crack.
Aww.
And so we would have to put Band-Aids all over her hands when she was a baby. So as she got older, you know, we would buy her toys. And she had a rocking horse. Did you have a rocking horse when you were a kid?
No.
I did. So she had a rocking horse. And one day, she took the box of Band-Aids, and she put Band-Aids all over the rocking horse's front legs.
Aww.
I know. So that's kind of like in line with this whole Barbie trend here.
So the owner of the company says, to me, toys are like life. If kids can see diversity in their toys, I feel they can see diversity in others and accept and love them for who they are.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's great.
So I thought that was interesting.
We should have muscular kids, too, that work out and exercise.
They
and
really should have fitness.
Yeah, because let's make that one of the potential models for children to strive for as well.
I think that would be a good thing.
Yeah, superhuman kids. We'll start that.
Hey, we should.
Come out with the superhuman dolls for families who want to buy their kids dolls that model what they want their children to be like.
Yes, we should.
With a barbell set and pulleys and a BOSU ball and a little food, you know, food preparation set up with like six different little Tupperwares. Yeah, we should do that.
So I guess Con Santori must be listening live because he posted on my wall when we were talking about bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it makes sense. My grandparents didn't use the term bipolar when I was a kid.
Manic depressive.
They called it hyper.
Oh, hyper. Okay.
Yeah. And that makes sense.
My parents called the term manic depressive was a term that I heard when I was young.
Really?
Oh, he's manic depressive, which means it's, you know, you're bipolar. You're either manic or you're depressed. Never in the middle.
Right, but just because, I mean, everybody who's, I think there's different levels of that, and not everybody that has that. Like, for example, like Khan said, is hyper. They don't necessarily need a drug.
No.
Like you said earlier, the sugar or something
and
that they're
and more
eating.
Activity. You know, we want kids to sit still because that's convenient for us. But like, imagine. So I worked on a yearling farm in Florida when I worked at the racetrack. Yearlings are amazing. They're little animals. They look like they have 2x4s for legs. They're always running. Always. All they do is play. When I used to have to feed them, I would go into this area of the barn to feed them where they were all kind of loose. They would come and they would nip at my ankles. They would try to kick me. But that was fun. They were having fun. We look at human children and we're like, no, you have to sit still for dinner. You have to sit still and read. You have to sit still. You have to sit. No, they're friggin' kids. They want to play. They want to jump. They want to hang. They want to run. They want to laugh. But so when they do those things that are innately healthy for children to do, we're like, oh, they're hyper. No, they're not hyper. You're just annoyed because you have to get up and watch them because that's what you have to do when kids are playing. And so, you know, parents would, you know, I know mothers. When I was raising my kids, so coming back to Taylor, Taylor had to take antihistamines because she had severe allergies that went along with the eczema. There was a mom that asked me one day for Benadryl to give to her daughter. Her daughter had nothing wrong with her. She just wanted to knock the daughter out. Think about that.
That's terrible.
I know. So, you know, we need to understand that instead of calling your kid hyper, try using the word spirited. Try to spin it. This is a spirited child that needs to be challenged, that needs exercise, that needs to be active. That's a wonderful thing. Just because it doesn't fit into your day plan while you're cooking dinner and stuff like that, I'm sorry to say that's not the kid's problem. It's just not. We're too fast to try to tie kids down and make them sit still. They don't sit still. They're kids.
So. Okay. Also, I just wanted to mention John Parker put an article on my wall and Carl's wall, Fundamentals of Squatting. I haven't read it yet, but it looks like it's a good article that you might want to check out if you
are friends of ours.
Are squatting and you're friends of us on Facebook.
Maybe we need to put that into the blog somehow, get him to put it into the blog, and then we could share it through the Superhuman Radio website.
That's a good idea.
We'll have to look into that. That's it. That's all we got.
That's it. It's nice to be back on the air again.
Yes, it is, isn't it? And we'll be back next week. Oh, no, next week we're in Las Vegas at the anti-aging convention. That's going
to
be exciting.
We're gone Friday for the to go to that meeting out in Vegas.
Yeah, it's the World Congress. A4M puts on the World Congress. We'll be there. If anybody's going to be there, let us know. We'll hook up. We'll meet up. We're going to be interviewing scientists there. There's going to be some great keynote speakers. I'm sure we're going to come back with lots of great things to share.
We get
with
to
the
see the Live On Labs people. They're out there.
Yeah, we'll get hang out with Les and Cindy Knockman.
And Dr. Levy.
Dr. Levy will be there. Dr. Matt Andre is going to be
there.
He's
speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time. And we'll have interviews. We'll have lots of things to share with the audience. We'll make sure that you feel like you were there too. How's that sound? And we'll see everybody next week with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Bye.